Hello and welcome to the Northwest Aerospace Alliance News. I'm Emma, and today we're diving into some inspiring local success stories that are shaping the future of our industry. You know how important it is for our sector to nurture young talent, and today's episode is all about the bright minds emerging from Burnley College. Daniel, what's on your mind as we kick things off?
Well, Emma, it's always encouraging to see the next generation stepping up, especially in an industry as crucial as ours. Burnley College has been making waves with their students securing places at top universities like Oxford and Edinburgh. I'm curious, what specific achievements are we highlighting today?
Great question. Let's start with Eli Jarros, an 18-year-old from Rossendale who's heading to Oxford to study geography. His journey at Burnley College included some hands-on fieldwork that really brought his studies to life. Daniel, you might be interested to know he did a field trip to Keswick. Can you imagine the kind of practical experience that provides?
Absolutely, field trips like that are exactly what we need in aerospace. They help students connect theory with real-world applications. I'm wondering if that kind of hands-on learning influenced his choice to pursue geography at Oxford.
I think it did. Eli mentioned that the fieldwork experience made human geography come alive for him. Now, let's shift focus to Alina Bottomley, who's taking a different but equally exciting path. She's securing her T-level in design, surveying and planning for construction. Daniel, isn't that just what we need for the future of construction in our industry?
Definitely. Alina's heading to the University of Salford to study architecture. It's interesting that she highlights the friendships she made at Burnley College as one of her lasting memories. You know, building strong networks is just as important as technical skills in our field.
You're absolutely right. And speaking of networks, we can't forget about Abigail Geary, who's also heading to Oxford to study biology. Her tutor, Titus, played a crucial role in pushing her to apply to Queen's College. Daniel, isn't it amazing how mentorship can shape a student's future?
It really is. Abigail's story shows how dedicated educators can make a difference. Her parents mentioned that she became a student governor, representing her peers. That kind of leadership experience is invaluable, especially for someone with her ambitions.
And her parents' pride is evident. They shared how she's always been passionate about learning and pushing herself. Now, Daniel, what does this all mean for our industry? These students are clearly being prepared for the future.
It's promising. These achievements demonstrate that Burnley College is doing an excellent job in developing well-rounded individuals who are ready to take on challenges in any field. Whether it's geography, architecture, or biology, these skills are transferable to our aerospace sector.
Well said. Before we wrap up, let's remember the words of Interim Principal Kate Wallace, who emphasised that these results are about more than just academic success. It's about personal growth and preparing students for whatever path they choose.
Absolutely. It's about building resilient, innovative thinkers who will contribute to our industry and beyond. Emma, it's clear that Burnley College is producing some exceptional talent.
Indeed, and as we at the Northwest Aerospace Alliance, we're excited to see how these young minds will shape the future of our industry. Thank you for joining us today, Daniel.
Thank you, Emma. Until next time, keep an eye on these rising stars.